I live my character. It is what I am in the dark. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the Absolute Philosopher. I live my character. It is what I am in the dark. What is your character? Is your character what you are in the dark? Or is your character only for with lights on, you know, and people, then you behave? Well, what does character really mean? Character basically means one thing. What are the principles by which you govern your life? What is the principle by which you govern your life? That's character. And when your character is beautiful, then everybody loves you. When your character is not beautiful, then you don't love yourself first, and the rest of the world follows. And they go very quickly with you, opposing you in every way, because they feel that your character lacks a lot of value. Now, what does this mean when we say that? I live my character. How can we live our character? We live our character by standing up for promises. We stand up for agreements we make. We stand up for the things that we say that we say to one person, "Oh, you're wonderful." Then we say to the next person, "That person's not very nice." And then we say to the next person, "Oh, that person's not very nice who I just talked to, because they were talking about somebody else not being very nice." And so you sort of build up this not niceness attitude, and starting to label it for other people when you're the one that's the carrier and you're the one that starts it all. A person with character doesn't carry tales. A person with character never talks about another person. And I know the young man who we have as our helper, he sometimes talks about other people. And I tell him, I say, "Hey, be careful. If you talk about other people, you can be sure they're talking about you. And if you say nice things about other people say nice things about you. Because it just, what goes around comes around. It's in the atmosphere, it's in the wind. And so if you say nice things about other people, it just comes back to you that way. And if you say not nice things about people, if you complain about them, you judge them, and you are possessed by the idea that they're doing things that you don't approve of, watch it. Because you've got a lot of things yourself that others don't approve of, and you don't even know it. You don't even know that people don't like the way you part your hair. You know, people don't like the way you wear the clothes you wear. You know, here you are, a mature man, wearing pants that are too big for you, because it harkens back to when you were a teenager, when you wore pants that were too big for you. But now you can afford to buy them. As a teenager, you couldn't afford to buy them, so you had to wear whatever came. But you see, these things, they jump out at us, and they catch us, and they begin to rip us apart, because I live my character. Who I really am is what I am all the time, every moment of my life. I'm always gentle, loving, kind, courteous, thoughtful, all sorts of other good things. And when do I do those things? Well, Herb, I have heard you swear. You says, "Goddamn," you says, "Shit," and you said, "Hell." Oh? And when did you hear me say them? When you were lecturing? Oh? And what do you think the purpose of it was? To get our attention? Did it get your attention? Yes, it did. I don't like it, you know. Well, then don't create the need to get attention in whatever way is necessary to get it. Now, do I mean those words when I say them?
No.
Or do I use them as a reference to get your attention?
Yeah.
Think about those things. Think about it. It's not my nature to use poor language. It's not my nature to tell stories. It's not my nature to do these things. Oh, but Herb, you're always telling stories about people who are coming to you for talking and counseling and things like that. And you're always talking about them. That's right. And I mention names, too, most of the time, don't I? Yeah. I have everything right out in front, don't I? I'm not afraid of anything. Now, I have told everyone that I am not a nice person. I have told everyone, I said, please do not tell me your troubles, because I think that they are what you want to experience. And so I talk about your troubles. Don't tell me your troubles. Tell me what you want to experience. And then I'll talk about that and empower that and watch how that happens. But don't tell me your troubles. But Herb, you know that you shouldn't tell that, because don't tell me. Now, if we have a personal counseling session where I'm talking one-on-one with you about something that's personal to you in your life, and we're working on something, that's different. But if you just come along and say, yeah, then that's open field for any discussion. And it'll help you to learn very quickly. Don't go around spreading what you don't want to happen. Spread what you do want to happen. Hey, Herb. Yeah? I'm a millionaire. Yeah. Wow! I like that. I like that. Hey, Herb, I'm independently wealthy. Yeah, how about that? That's fantastic.
I am independently wealthy.
Yeah. Hey, Herb, I got problems. Hey, she's got problems. He's got problems. Guess what they are? Wow, are they neat ones, you know? They're the kind that we all have but shut up about, you know, because we want to put a new cause in motion and not have those problems. Well, you say, Herb, that doesn't sound very good for your character. Oh, yes, it does. That's exactly what my work is as a sharer, teacher, doing these things. How do I get across to you if you ask me to help you and then you don't listen? How do I get across? Most of the time I just say, that's your choice. You go do what you want to do. But sometimes you're serious, you really want me to help you, and then I'll say, okay, let's work on it then. But when I work on it, then I work on it no holds barred. I work on it telling you exactly how to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And you don't accomplish what you want to accomplish by what you're doing, because what you're doing is not accomplishing what you want to accomplish. You see it. It's bringing you different results than you say you want. Or perhaps you want what you don't say you want. A lot of people, they say, I'd like to be wealthy. And I say, sure, you'd like to be wealthy. What would you do with the money? Well, I'd spend it and do this and that. Yeah, but what would you do with it? If you're wealthy, how do wealthy people remain wealthy? They keep their money in investments. They keep their money growing. They keep their money working for them. And if you just live on your principle, then pretty soon there's no money to work for you. There's no investments to do anything for you. And then you're in a different role. Now, if I teach you how to invest and you don't invest, then there's little I can do to help you to be a wealthy person. Because what is the one thing, the one commodity a wealthy person has that makes a person wealthy? Money. And if you don't have money, you can say you're wealthy in all sorts of other ways, and that's good, but you're not wealthy in money. But if you take your money and you invest it and you work with it and you watch it grow and do beautiful things for you, then you're very wise. But if you don't, then Jeff doesn't want to know you. Jeff only wants to know us when we have money to invest and invest it. And then he's a good advisor in that. Think on these things here. I live my character. It is what I am in the dark. The dark is where criminals do things and where naughty people do things. What do you do in the dark? Do you curse the dark? Many people do. Do you curse the dark? You say, oh, this damn dark. Why don't we have some light? Why don't we have some light? I had a little vision as I was walking on the path. And the vision was that it was a year 1600. And I owned Catalina Island. And so, but it wasn't called Catalina Island. It's called Herb Island, you know, or something like that. So I owned Catalina Island. And I wanted to have water. And wanted to have electricity. And all these things. So I said, okay, I now have water. And so, in the beautiful mansion that I built, I had water pipes that didn't go anyplace except to the sinks. And when you turned them on, the most pure, beautiful water was always there. And when you turned on the electricity, the power was always there. And yet it wasn't hooked up to any power plant or anything else. And it was always there in whatever dimension of power you wanted. And whatever I wanted in the house, it was there. Whatever new thing came along that I heard about, I created that in the house, in the property. And so the year 2004 comes along, 2005, and people look at my island, and they say, wow, what a great island you have there. Why don't you sell it? And I said, what are you willing to pay for it? They said, oh, give you about $8 million. And I said, you mean $8 billion? No, $8 million. Billion? Are you crazy? No. Who'd give you $8 billion for that island? Nobody. Then why are you asking for it? Because I don't want to sell it. I put the price beyond what anyone could. If somebody came along and really had $8 billion and wanted that island, I probably wouldn't sell it either. Because I don't need to sell it. I have it for my pleasure and for my happiness. And it's, I live my character and it's what I do in the dark. So when I'm on the island in the dark, I'm always having fun. I'm always doing great things. I'm riding on the buffalo that I have there, and I'm riding on the horses, and in the airplane, a beautiful airstrip I have there, and an airport, and it's really a nice setup I got there. And why not? And my own power plant, snap of the finger. My own waterworks, snap the finger. Everything else that I choose to have, snap my finger, and there it is. You say, well, Herb, that is really crazy. Yes, it is, isn't it? When you live your character, you can have anything you want. Are you ready? I say, go for it, because it's a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.